It is the WEOL Weekly High School Wrestling Recap. It is brought to you by our friends over at Cobos Insurance Center and by Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm Rock Anushi. He's Tom Evans. And joining us now on the hotline, I think for the first time ever here on the show, you know the last name pretty well, and you probably know the first name very well as well. That's Mick Burnett, head coach of the Elyria Catholic Panthers wrestling team, and he joins us now as our guest here on the WEOL High School Weekly Wrestling Recap. So, Coach Burnett, as always, we appreciate the time greatly. Welcome into the show. How are we doing? Excited to have you on here today.
I'm doing great, man. You know, we got an off weekend this weekend, so you got some JV guys going to compete, but you know, a little bit of downtime right now, and just you know, able to focus on the things we need to focus on for the next competition. So feeling good.
Mick, I'm a little mad at myself. I let Sean Bennett beat me to an interview with you and a real nice article last week in the Chronicle-Telegram. But, Mick, you know, you're in your first year as a head coach, kind of the second year of that rebirth of that Elyria Catholic Panther program over there. Talk to us about being a first-time head coach and trying to rebuild a program that you know as well as anybody was a once real proud program. I'm sure Uncle Scotty's kind of filled you in on some of the details about that. But talk to us about working to rebuild that program over at Elyria Catholic.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, a couple of the biggest things is just, you know, being patient and understanding, you know, like, I'm young, I want everything to happen right now, and it's you know, we got to be patient. Good things are going to come, but there's some things that, you know, these guys got to learn how to wrestle, and you know, but we're thinking big picture, and you know, few years down the road, you know, I think we'll have things in the swing, and you know, ready to compete real hard for a state title. But you know, right now it's just kind of moving day to day, and you know, seeing what these kids need, and you know, we have 7 kids on our roster who are brand new, you know, to the sport this year. So it's really just kind of focusing on keeping them, you know, motivated, and you know, making sure that they're having fun with the sport, you know, and I think that's big. And even the guys that have been around, they need to have fun with it. And so, you know, that's what we focus on. You know, we do a lot of training with technique, and I think that, you know, it's starting to pay off here in these you know, the January months, and you know, heading into the postseason.
Mick, the numbers just in the last couple of years are really, really, and for, you know, I've been around wrestling for a long time. I know your dad has as well too. Sometimes numbers are hard to come by. Your numbers have, you guys have more than doubled in the 2 years you've had the program. Are you doing anything special to recruit kids? What are you doing to get them out for wrestling over to Elyria Catholic?
I owe a lot to the football coaches, you know, Chase Ferris and his group of guys, because I think this year they pushed real hard. Last year we had, you know, we're up from 9 in the starting lineup to 13, and a lot of it's attributed to our big guys. You know, we had a 215, and then we had Hector at 190 last year, but, you know, we didn't have really, you know, in the cards, we didn't have anybody to kind of replace those guys. And, you know, so they came through big time. We have three freshmen at 190, 215, and heavyweight. You know, they have 4 years to learn and get better. And I think the, you know, the potential is crazy. So, you know, I owe a lot to them. I think, you know, we have 6 or 7 guys that are football players that that came out to wrestle this year. And then, you know, just the kids on the team, man, you know, we got a lot of social butterflies. And you know, so they brought out, you know, more guys than last year. And, you know, hopefully that's the goal for every year, just to grow. You know, grow every year, get guys that want to be here, want to be around the sport. And that's how, you know, that's how things start to grow.
That's outstanding. You know, as a former football and wrestling coach, I know, and as do any football coach that's had wrestlers, knows the benefit that wrestling pays. And I don't care what position it is. People sometimes think it's just a lineman. That's baloney. Yeah. Your defensive backs, your running backs, it teaches you about balance. It teaches you about body control. It teaches you about positioning. It's just such a benefit. And I'm glad that Coach Ferris is working with you guys over there.
It's been good, man. He came to the Avon Lake tournament this year. He came and supported. And you know, I got to sit with him and talk, and you know, kind of, you know, share ideas. And it's a good, you know, it's a good situation. And I think that as long as these guys stick with it, they're going to have a lot of success, you know, in both sports.
Mick, I saw you guys early in the season, and I also saw you at Columbia a couple weeks ago. The amount that you're growth in your kids is visible, and sometimes when you're real close to the programming, maybe you don't see those things. Are you seeing some it's just your kids, the leap that they've taken, even some of the veterans, the kids Maddox Lowe's and some of those kids, they are really growing like exponentially on the mat. What do you attribute that to?
I appreciate that, man. I think a lot of it's on them. You know, it's belief. You know, for, like you said, for the more experienced guys, it's belief that they can beat anybody. And, you know, for the Maddox Moses, for the Jake Hills, you know, for Denye Campbell, those guys need to believe that they've worked as hard as everybody in the state, everybody in the country, and they can beat anybody in the country. You know, the newer guys, you know, they need to understand that every day that they come into the practice, that they get something out of that workout, they're getting better. And, you know, I think that belief has made a huge, you know, impact on the way they compete and the way that they, you know, everybody wants to win, you know, and so the effort is there. You know, we can always fix technique and go back to the drawing board on that. But, you know, the biggest thing I think with this group is all these guys want to win. And, you know, you've seen that throughout the year. So that's cool to see.
Mick, you come off of a weekend where you finished third over at the Mike Antonishan duels over at Westlake. Three guys that go 4-0, a couple more that go 3-1. Talk to us about building a dual meet team. And you, Mick, know as well as anybody, there's dual meet teams and there's tournament teams, and you want to build a strong all-around team. But you guys really had a nice weekend over at Westlake this weekend.
Yeah, I wasn't quite sure what to expect. You know, this is our first our first dual meet, you know, anything with this squad. And so I wasn't sure going in, you know, how things were going to go. And it seemed like, you know, we have 13 out of 14 weights. And you know, we had 14 weights covered at some point with bumping guys up a weight here and there. So I think that played a huge, huge fact in us getting some wins was, you know, having a full lineup and having guys, you know, that were ready to compete. And the guys that, you know, that knew what they were doing and went out, they got bonus points, they got pins and tech falls. And you know that let us come up with some wins. So, you know, I thought it was good, you know, to just get these guys on the mat. You know, the guys that haven't had a lot of experience this year got to do some JV matches at Westlake and you know and wrestle some dual meets. You know, we haven't seen that, so the team aspect, you know, hasn't really come into play for these newer guys yet. And they got to see how a dual meet works, and you know, our team gets hyped up when we win matches, and you know, how do we handle the momentum when we lose matches? So it's a good experience for, you know, not just the kids, but for me as a coach, and you know, for our staff as well.
Mick, you know, what are you looking at for the rest of the season? What kind of tournaments? And do you guys have a conference tournament? And so what are we looking at getting ready for sectionals and then that run to the state meet, hopefully?
Yeah, so we're not this weekend. We're off this weekend. Next weekend we're at the Terry Monroe Classic at Western Reserve. And then the weekend after that, we have a quad duel with Western Reserve Academy and CVCA, and then a school in Pennsylvania. So that'll be at Western Reserve Academy in Hudson. And then after that, we have our conference tournament, which will be I can't remember. There's five teams in there. It's us, CVCA, Lake Catholic, Parma, Padua, and maybe Notre Dame Cathedral Latin. So that'll be really good competition. We'll see Lake Catholic in a dual meet. We'll see CVCA in a dual meet. Those are both, you know, state ranked teams. And you know, I'm thinking, you know, by that point these guys will be prepared and ready to go for sectionals.
Mick, that's outstanding. I tell you, I'm just so excited about what's going on over Liberty Catholic. So excited about you. One last thing I want to talk about. You know, you've surrounded yourself with some good help too. You got Mark Mose over there helping. Talk to me about just kind of trying to build a staff that kind of helps fill some of the roles on that, on what you were trying to do with the kids.
Yeah, no, it's you know, Mark's a blessing, man, because he's you know, he does a lot for the program. So it's like, you know, we don't have a huge coaching staff. But the guys that we do have are super dedicated, and they want to see these guys win, and you know, they're in there every day, and it's you know, it's a grind, and they understand that. You know, Mark knows, you know, coming up through, you know, with, you know, us and being around, he knows that this is a grind, and he knows what it takes to win, and that's what we want to surround ourselves with.
Coach, one last one for me, a quick one, just because I wanted to ask you some questions. I mean, Tommy and I, we've talked about you, your family, for a while now since doing the show together here on WEOL. You know, it wasn't all that long ago you were doing the high school wrestling yourself as an athlete. Are you able to bring most of what you had learned and used to your coaching experience over at Elyria Catholic, or have there been a lot of changes within the sport of wrestling where you've kind of had to readjust it and relearn some different things with the kids? How have you gone about that?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, and it's a little bit of both, man. It's a lot of my experience, especially wrestling into the college level, a lot of it stayed the same. But with the new rule sets and the 3-point takedowns, managing matches a little bit differently, and doing some things here and there a little bit differently, yeah. But for the most part, a lot of the same stuff that I did in high school and college, and the stuff I learned from my dad and all the coaches that coming up through, I think that's stuff that I've taken and attributed to my coaching style.
Fantastic. Well, Coach, thank you again very much for taking the time to join us. We greatly appreciate it. Great stuff you're doing over there, kind of reviving that wrestling program over at EC, and we're certainly looking forward to seeing how things continue to grow over there for you. So thanks again for joining us.
Thanks, guys. I really do appreciate it, man. Have a great one.
Thanks a bunch, Mick. We'll see you over at Independence for the districts.
Yep, sounds good. Later on.